up the street at the community pool. Hey ho, come on, let's go.
Now I have a question about modifying existing pools. You guys were talking at the beginning, sometimes you make it shallower, sometimes you make it a lounge setting where it's really shallow and you just sit in it. What about changing the structure? For years, pools were built as a rectangle, and you may get a slight little design edge here or there. A new pool going in today, you've got water features and new tiles and, you know, boulders and rocks. Can you take one of those old rectangle pools and make it feel like it was designed for 2018?
Absolutely. We're doing that a lot right now, Romy. What's going on is, believe it or not, your geometric pools are actually starting to make a big comeback. Geometrics actually went away for a while. That's, you know, a lot of your straight lines.
They got tired of cleaning all the round edges. Let's go back to straight lines. They were onto something back there.
It's a trendy thing, and I'm not saying it's bad at all. They're actually coming back very big. And to answer your question, can we do that? Absolutely. We can remove decking. We can straighten up lines on pools. But the biggest thing people are doing, because it's not very cost prohibitive to go in there and actually change the structure of a pool or the design. So what they'll do is they'll actually compensate by changing the decking to like more modern decking, going with a concrete or a travertine paver, maybe a glass water line, an interior finish.
Wait. Glass water line.
Yes.
Paint me that picture.
Okay. So, you know, standard waterline tile is going to be like a ceramic or a porcelain tile, which is about 90% of the pools out there, if not more. You can have a glass waterline tile that's actually very reflective, even has some iridescence in it, some iridescent glass in it that will actually shimmer and sparkle really well in direct sunlight. That's getting very popular. Understanding that glass is very high maintenance. It's kind of like having that black Cadillac. Black Cadillac looks beautiful, right, when it's clean. But nevertheless, it's going to get dirty. We do live in a place.
I wouldn't know.
There's a reason there's a full-time car wash boy on the lot.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, yes, you know, sir. A lot of times when I'm getting ready to make an expensive investment, I find people that service that particular item. If I'm getting ready to upgrade my home entertainment theater, if I'm getting ready to upgrade some electronics, I go to the people that service that equipment and I ask them, okay, what are y'all seeing as repair trends, failure trends? And that's really the world you play in pool remodeling. You're seeing what does and doesn't work. And I think your insight on pool cleaning systems is one that a lot of homeowners would like to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Rosie. In-floor cleaning systems. I actually wish they would rename that, because technically it's not an in-floor cleaning system. Anybody who has an in-floor cleaning system, or let's call it what it really is, an in-floor move the dirt around in hopes it gets to the skimmer system. That's really what it is, okay? Bottom line is, guess what? You still need to clean that pool. You still need to brush it. You still need to maintain the chemicals properly. The problem with in-floor systems is there are always going to be dead spots. And we see that. When we go in there and we resurface a pool, I could tell you where all the dead spots are, because there's areas of that interior finish that are going to be stained and dirty because there is no in-floor cleaning system, regardless of how good, how big the heads are, how powerful the jets are. There always is going to be dead spots. And so what I like is I like the old school conventional vacuum system, okay? The vacuum is going to suck the dirt up right from the surface of the pool and send it directly to the filtration system, allowing that dirt to get removed off the surface of your pool. An in-floor cleaning system will do about 70% of that, but 30% of that dirt's going to stay in there. When you go on vacation, when we get hit with haboobs or monsoons, that is going to potentially stain your pool past the point of no return. And we see it all day, every day in our business.
So there's no, if you really want a clean pool without those residual spots, because like you were saying, all they are pop-up heads with a water jet that's pushing the dirt up, theoretically, off the surface, resuspending it, and allowing gravity to move those particles closer and closer to the deep end to get down into the drain to make its way to the filter, hopefully.
That's exactly right. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for in those systems. So then the only other good option, which drives me nuts, are these hose-attached Barracuda systems. Or, you know, is that your only other option?
That is a good option. That's actually the option that I have on my pool. I actually removed my in-floor cleaning system and put the hose in there. A lot of people don't like to mess with the hose because they have the haggle of trying to remove it, install it. Sometimes when the kids swim in it with the hose there, they get tangled in the hose. But realistically, for me, I would rather remove the hose out when my kids get ready to swim than to have to do the long-term maintenance of each individual head, the actuator valve, the collars that could potentially break under the shell of the shotcrete, and to have a pool that's not going to be cleaned right, causing it to be stained and needing replacing.
Well, I'm asked all the time about maintenance-free items, and people always want to know, what do I have to do to have a maintenance-free swimming pool? And in living in Arizona for 50 years, there's only two swimming pools I've ever experienced that were maintenance-free. In 1969, when I was taking care of the swimming pool at my house, the pool was maintenance-free for my dad.
Right? No, and that's a very good subject.
And when Romy was in eighth grade, my pool at my home was maintenance-free for me.
That's right. You're hitting on a great, great point, Rosie. And the point you're making is somebody has to maintain it, okay? Yeah. And we have a joke in the industry. I've said this a few times. When it comes to maintenance-free swimming pools, it's either a filled-in swimming pool where you actually fill it in with dirt. That's an option.
That's maintenance-free.
Or, like you said, maintenance-free for you if you hire a swimming pool service company.
Mike Sandoval from Above and Beyond Pools. We're going to come back talking swimming pools. We're going to take your calls. Matt, Johnny, you're on hold. We'll get to you right after this.